Since 1970, the demographics of Bayview Hunters Point have changed a lot. There are only half as many African Americans now, but there are four times as many Latinos and seven times as many Asian Americans. There's also a small but noticeable increase of white residents. Now, while those numbers don't necessarily bode well for an historically black church like St. John's, they're just fine for other businesses in the area. Across 3rd Street, the KFC Taco Bell is having no problem attracting a diverse crowd. It's by far the most active corner of the intersection. There's a steady stream of cars waiting for the drive-thru, and inside, the line is 15 deep. It's the height of the daily happier hour, when grillers and medium drinks are just a dollar. The cashiers can't seem to serve them up quickly enough.
You wanted how many people, how many girls?
Chicken is always popular. I mean, that's the number one thing. But now, we just got this XXL nacho Bel Grande came out, and a lot of people was getting that as well. My name is Nikisha McDowell. I've been working for KFC about a year now. Never thought I would work at KFC.
So your total is 324.
I'm the lead cashier right now. I'm doing training. I also am a case manager employment special for city and county, and then I do here for my little part-time. I was born and raised in San Francisco. Until I was like 10, I lived over here in Bayview Hunters Point. I used to stay on Gerald, right up the street. Right now, I'm inside, like, over by the project area by more low-income housing or Section 8 housing. A lot of people come to this KFC. The construction workers, people that work at these little businesses, the people that work at the barbershop, families. That lady, she just starts sitting here. She's just hanging out. See, we get that a lot. Most of the people that hang out, they're either panhandling, trying to get change, or some of them just sitting here until nighttime. But we don't care about people just sitting there. Probably better if they sit there than sit on the street.
I'm about to be like Madea in a minute. What's taking that so long? Yeah, I apologize. It's so backed up back here. I told her I owe her an apology.
Probably half of the staff lives in the neighborhood. So I think that's why they hired them, because for our customers that come in, they are sometimes difficult to deal with. Like some of them don't have enough money. Some of them get discouraged about the price. Some of them get upset because we're not rushing for them. Some of them we know from way back when.
Hey, charge them for a bag.
I wouldn't dare. I'm telling you though.
It was fun growing up around this neighborhood because most of everybody that grew up around this neighborhood went to the same school. My mom knew their mom. Aunties knew their aunties. Our cousins moved over here. It was fun. It was kind of scary a little bit because of so much drug transactions going on and people gangbanging. There used to be a lot of people hanging out on KFC, and a lot of people died on that next block over. And I lost my child's father on that block. He got murdered on, it's called Kirkwood, and he got murdered. He was in some gang brutality thing, and he was chased down from Palou all the way to Kirkwood, and that's where he laid, and he was dead at arrival. And the projects is still the same. It's still gang banging, shooting going on, but I just think it decreased because of the people that were really doing it and provoking other people to do it is either locked up or dead. Right now, with everybody all gone or in jail, it's been really quiet on this area. I think it's much, much better. They're starting to decorate it more, put a lot of more color in it, a lot of more palm trees. The palm trees wasn't there. The tea tray wasn't here. All Good Pizza, they just built that right there. It used to be just nothing right there. So, yeah, it's got better. I see a lot of tourists over here, too. That's new. The minority part is new as well, too, because I'm seeing a lot of different variety of people than just seeing blacks. But KFC stayed the same. It hasn't changed.
Our chicken right now is especially.
In 5 years, I think it's going to be more condos and less black people in this area, because we have a couple of condos right there, and they're not low income. So, and I think all good pizza is going to get teared down, and they're going to put apartment complexes right there, just like they did on Palou. Knowing that this is a low income area, I think we're always going to have low income. But if they keep bringing these condos in here, I'm going to have to move somehow.
Next in line, please.
That was Nikisha McDowell, along with the staff and customers of KFC at 3rd and Gerald.